The first news story we have is from About.com. The radio first termer, Dave Rabbit, has stepped forward. That's right, the old pirate from the Vietnam War has come forward, DJ Dave Rabbit. And his story, in his own words, can be found on About.com in the radio section by Corey Dietz. It's kind of a long story, and it's really interesting. It's more or less a reminiscence from the pirate DJ Dave Rabbit about his time, his tours in Vietnam, and how he went about putting out Radio First Termer on the Big 69. He goes into his background, how he joined the military, and some of the stuff he did when he was in the military, and also quite a bit on the actual putting the station together. So it was upstairs in a bedroom surrounded by padding to deaden the sound up in a brothel, and that's where he did all of the broadcasts from. And it's a really cool read, and I suggest you go over and read about this legendary station. Unfortunately, there's very little audio that has survived from it, but he does go into detail on how he put the station together, and it's an interesting read. I think everybody should go over there, you know, take 10 minutes and peruse through it. It was really kind of interesting that he didn't realize until very recently just how famous that station was and how everybody has really heard about it. And then once he did start figuring out just how famous the station was and how much everybody really enjoyed it, that he has stepped forward and claimed responsibility for Radio First Termer. Let's take a listen to how Dave Rabbit ended one of his broadcasts back in Vietnam.
Well, unfortunately, troops, it's that time again for good old Pete and myself. We've just about reached the ending of another Radio First Termer for the night. And we'd like to leave you with a few closing thoughts. First off, remember, there is no black power or white power in Vietnam. There's only one power, and that's rabbit power. Another thought, when you go downtown, be sure to take enough rubbers along in case you want to go for two or three or four or five or six or seven like Pete does. Well, Pete, I've enjoyed it. It's been another fantastic night of cutting the Air Force to pieces and saying nasty things on the air. And hopefully, if we're not thrown in jail by tomorrow night, we'll be able to come back again at 8 o'clock and blow your mind with more hard acid music. So, on behalf of myself, and for good old Pete, we'd like to say goodnight to each other. Pete, let's say goodnight to each other. Good night, Pete.
Good night, Dave.
Sounds professional, doesn't it? Huh? Be tuning in again tomorrow night. Please, don't whack off. Listen to Radio First Termer instead. It's more filling. Okay, Pete. We have it practices, folks. This is our new ending.
And that clip came right from the radio.about.com story on Dave Rabbit, and along with a whole bunch of other clips that you can take a look at.